Friday, Walt Lindelow with you as we're joined in the studio. Betsy Jessup, Mark Paulson, and they are here this morning to talk about the Fair Trade Market, and it is at the St. Mark's Church. And good morning and welcome, I guess, welcome back.
Well, thanks for inviting us.
Well, we wanted to make sure that folks knew about this because there was, this has been going on a little bit for a while, but this is a great shopping opportunity. Tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Well, you're right. We started last summer and we've been holding them about every 6 weeks. And we collect things through CERV, which is Lutheran World Relief, and they have cooperatives all over the world. And we also work with Sharing the Dream in Guatemala. And again, we make no profit on this. This is all voluntary. But so all the money goes back to the artisans. And this time, Pastor Dave Van Clay, our senior pastor, had gone to Colombia about a month ago, and they brought back a lot of purses and things from this center in Caracoli, which is a very poor, poor area outside of Bogota. And it's single moms, and they're learning to sew, and so they brought back a lot of their items. So we have these items as well. We're also, through CERV mainly, we have things that are geared toward gardens and for Easter coming up.
So what, when, where, and how does it work?
Okay, it's at St. Mark's, and that's on the corner of Fair and Presque Isle, and it starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow, 10 till 2, and noon on Sunday, noon till 3.
Mark, from the standpoint of doing this, I know you've been kind of involved with it, with the church and with this. Why do this, and why have this as something that the church does?
Well, I think one of the main reasons that we're involved in this, a couple of things. First, we want to recognize that we share the earth with people all over the world, so that even though they're in Colombia or Guatemala, they are our neighbors, their lives and our lives intersect, and we want to make sure that they have a chance for economic development, for a better life for themselves and for their children.
How has the response been? It's been a short time this has been going on, but like you say, every 6 weeks or so. How's the response been?
I think sales have exceeded probably what we expected, and they've been pretty strong, and we hope to keep it growing as well. I think we're getting a lot better idea of what types of items sell well here in the Marquette area.
I was going to ask you about that, Betsy. You mentioned that this time it is the bags and handcrafts and whatnot. How do you decide, I mean, what to look into to try to have? I mean, is it sort of you work with what you can get or what?
Yes. All of the above. We take suggestions. At the last Fair Trade Market, we had some catalogs out. And so people were looking through saying, oh, this would really sell, or I want one of those. And so we kind of talked to people and got opinions. And you just see what sells. And sometimes it's a surprise. You just never know, you know?
It seems like it's also a good opportunity for folks to just come by and maybe check out some things that they normally wouldn't have an opportunity to see here in our town.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Food items. This time especially, we have some lime marmalade and some olive oils. And then, I've forgotten the name, but it's herbs that you would use in your olive oil to dip bread. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. And lots of and soup mixes. And some of the cooperatives are here in the United States. There's a woman's cooperative in Colorado that does soup mixes. And there's a dill dip we have. And along with a lot of these woven items are made from backstrap weaving, where the women just have a strap around them, and then the other end is tied to a tree or a wall, you know, and they weave. And lots of things. Hand-carved wood. Oh, just beautiful items.
Really, a bunch of things that best off just coming by to check out.
Yeah. Every fair is different. You know, we get different items. So if you've been there once and you didn't find something, come again, because we have lots of new things this time.
In terms of all of that, Mark, I'm sure you've found a few things over the last, a few times they've done it. But what do you think is the impetus gets people to come to it? I mean, is it just something to do and check out a few things or what?
Well, hopefully it's both to find some quality goods, some excellent foods, but also to help in development in these communities, both in the United States and around the world, because some of the profits from the sales go into daycare centers, orphanages, schools, elder care centers in these communities, and so I think it makes a real difference in the lives of these people.
So the way it works is you will, through the church, work with these cooperative groups, either here domestically or around the world. They'll get product here, you will sell, and then the money that is generated from that, do you split that, or it goes back to where the co-op comes from?
It goes directly back to the co-op, except for some shipping and other costs of bringing the goods into the United
States.
Yep. Yeah. And we've also had some trips to visit our cooperative partners. Betsy mentioned the trip recently to Colombia, and we also, Betsy went down to Guatemala to the Sharing the Dream folks last October, and so I think it's great for us to get to meet the people at the other end who are making these goods and sort of see what their lives are about.
Well, it is an opportunity. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say we always have fair trade coffee and different chocolates and foodstuff teas at Messiah. And how much easier could it be when you're drinking your coffee? If you drink fair trade, you're helping with justice around the world.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say that. That's what I seem to remember from the first time that we talked about this when it was getting underway. Coffees and those types of things were what it was. But it's mm-hmm. it's much more, isn't it?
Yes, it's really expanded to all kinds of different things. You really just stop by and check it out. I hope I'll see you there, Walt.
Well, let's do this. Tell everybody again when and where is the Fair Trade Market.
Saturday, 10 until 2, and Sunday, noon until 3, at St. Mark's Lutheran Church on the corner of Presque Isle and Fair.